بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we began the chapter on barakah, blessings in one's business, blessings in one's life, how to draw barakah and blessings from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, how to tap into the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among those a'mal and those deeds, those actions that will draw barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is treating family members well. To maintain family ties, to maintain family ties with those that break family ties. In the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentions also, سِلْ مَنْ قَطَعَكْ وَعَفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكْ وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَى مَنْ أَسَى إِلَيْكَ. سِلْ مَنْ قَطَعَكْ. قَطَعَكْ, the person who breaks family ties with you, سِلْ, join ties with that one. So join ties with that person, with those family members that break their ties with you. This is maintaining family ties. As we mentioned, maintaining family ties does not refer to those family members with whom there are family ties. We do get along. We do meet. We do socialize. We do exchange gifts. Those family ties are already maintained. Family ties refers to those. Maintaining family ties refers to those that break family ties. They don't want to keep contact. And we mentioned various reasons, whether jealousy, whether it be some suspicion, allegation, evil thoughts, this imbalance of distribution of work in the workplace, as family, brothers or cousins, or whatever it may be, that we're working together in the business. I'm doing more work than him, or he feels he's doing more work than myself. Therefore, beyond the business, we don't want to keep family ties anymore. Or possibly we have old parents, I'm spending more on them, you're not spending so much. You're going for holidays, you're doing this, you're doing that, all this creates bad blood. So because of this, we don't want to keep family ties. The Hadith Sharif says to keep ties with those type of family people that don't want to keep ties. In that now Allah Ta'ala has kept barakah. To keep those ties, as the Sahabi mentioned in Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, that there are those family members, I'm keeping ties with them, but they treat me arrogantly, ignorantly. I speak nice to them, I speak well to them, kindly to them. They're very rough with me, vulgar with me. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned more or less that these are the ones to keep contact with. Maintain those ties, the one with whom it is difficult, in that there is barakat. Allah Ta'ala will give you barakat in that. So in this hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, one who desires abundance in sustenance, this is counsel and this is mashwara, this is advice directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We ask someone right now, give me advice, how do I increase my business? What do I do? So he becomes a consultant, he's a friend, some family member. So now he will give you some advice, some counsel. What are you managing right now? Where's the business? What stock are you keeping? How's the lighting? How much of rental are you paying? Maybe cut down here, cut down there, don't do this, do that. Yeah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving advice directly from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If you want that barakat, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that if you desire abundance in sustenance, already the years is open. That if you want abundance, increase in sustenance, and that he should be remembered after death, then he should treat his relatives well. If somebody is to tell me this, I'll say, where's the ta'alluq, where's the contact, where's the connection? I'm asking you for business advice. You're advising me to keep family ties. This is divine prescription from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We accept it. Ala rasi wal ayn. We put it on our head, our eyes. Ya Rasulullah, we accept it. If this is blocking the barakat, then I must introspect. What is it right now? Which family member right now is crying because of me? Maybe some aunt, some... And in the system of Shariat also, my dear brothers, we find this fear has become very common right now. This fear has become very common right now among the masturat and the women folk. That if something has to happen to my husband, or before the girl can get married, the father will tell her that if something has to happen to your husband, you have to be able to stand on your own feet. Very common. You have to study, you have to go out there. Nobody will go back to the advice of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Rasulullah, what advice will you give my daughter? What advice will you give to my wife? What advice will you give to my auntie or my niece or to my mother? What should they do to look after themselves, to protect themselves? So Sharia has a complete system, my dear brothers, that no woman is left alone to fend for herself. There'll be somebody in the family who Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will bless with wealth. And somehow or the other, the responsibility will come to him. There's no single female in any family in the system of Sharia that will be left alone to fend for herself. Yes, in Islamic country we'll have the national treasury, Islamic national treasury, which is the Baytul Mal, which we don't have right now. But in every masjid we can have something like this. Amongst family members we can have something like this. And if you understand the system of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it's a complete and a tight system. But because we have been influenced, colonized, our minds have become colonized, so we don't even think that way. Let's open some old age home, Islamic old age home. Let's have some Islamic hotels and motels or B&B. This was unheard before. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, their homes already were B&B. Come and eat, sleep in the masjid, we'll feed you. We've got extra space, come and stay with us. We know years ago those went for Hajj also. It was impossible or unbelievable that a person now, that a local will transport him to the Haram Sharif to perform Salah and charge him. It's become a norm that every single person now in the precincts of the Haram becomes a taxi driver. Even though he's not a taxi driver, now's the time to make a quick buck. So the entire mind has been colonized because we went away from the Hadith and the lifestyle of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this is barakat. And as those have taken on this responsibility, some widow in the family, some orphan in the family, some whether young, whether old, masturat, female in the family, I just began to take care of her and the barakat started. Whether it was a few hundred rands a day or a month, but it just started. Because I could see what was the problem, what was the shortfall, whether rental, whether some groceries. Whether it be a family member, non-family member, and also for the men to be very careful, also ulama explained that if it's a non-family member and you wish to take care of her or of the family, that ensure we do it via our women of our family also, not directly, not direct contact with other ghair mahram women, but through the family members, through the masturat of our family. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving a divine description. That if you want that barakat abundance in sustenance, that keep family ties, treat them well. So one is the family members that are connected to us via blood relations, then as part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, no woman will be left unattended to. This is system of Sharia. That she has to go out and beg and wait. But Allah Ta'ala has blessed, and the Hadith Sharif also mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give some wealth more over the others so that they may take care of the poor and the weak ones. The Shafi Sahib Rahimullah explains that the weakest and the poorest ones are our own family, wives and children. If they are taken care of, then beyond that. It should not be, my dear brothers, which is happening right now, that there are family members that are suffering within our circles, that they can't come out every month. And every month they have to worry, in salah they are thinking, during eating time they are thinking, what's going to happen by end of the month. And unfortunately, the ummah is advertising now their wealth. They're advertising the wealth, and at the same time we hear commonly amongst the masturat, we do a nazar on the family. People are putting nazar on us. But we are uploading everything. We're putting it on the status. And we're telling everyone that we just went there and the next trip is here. We are doing this, we are doing that. And there's somebody in their family that is not well to do. And remember, they are not giving du'as. They are not giving any type of du'a. But therefore we should take stock as a Muslim community and ummah also, who is there within the community. And that is why we advise over and over again that make gush in your locality. Go and see who is suffering in your locality. Go knock the doors. Then you will hear them saying from behind the door, I'm staying all alone, there's nobody else with me. And then if you have to ask, how are you coming out every month? Things are very difficult. The landlord be a Muslim also, but he doesn't have mercy. I want my money end of the day. Don't talk to me. Speak to the agent. Speak to the agent. But he's also giving his zakat. And he's a zakat recipient here also. So ask the ulama ikram, if I want barakat in my business, in my life, in my health, in my family, in my children, I want du'as, then keep the family ties. Our ulama say that when he comes to a mu'min, a Muslim, his hand is in his pocket all the time. He's giving all the time. And if he continues giving, then there's no stopping to it. Just to conclude, there was one incident mentioned about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, once passing through a locality, and there was a very poor person. So he sees Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Kalimullah, the one that speaks to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So he makes salam to him, and he says, I can see you're on your way to speak to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Just mention my name. This poor person of your ummah, living hand to mouth, I can't come out every month, things are very difficult. So put a request to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that I'm suffering enough. Whatever has been written for me till my mouth of food and sustenance, request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give it to me all at once. I can eat, feed my family, be happy, and eat the last of my greens, the last sip of water, and I can leave the world happy and suffering like this. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Before he can leave, Allah ta'ala reminds him, someone has put a request. Then he remembers, yes, oh Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, a certain person wants all his sustenance at one time. He wants to live a happy life, even be a few moments or a few days. Live happy and die happy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the reply, accepted. Before he could pass by the person's house, already first camel load came, laden with food and goods. So he ate, fed the family, very happy. The next day, 2 camel loads, 3 camel loads, 4 camel loads, and he continued. After some time, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam passed again. And he sees from the door, from the house of this person, 1 camel starts from there, the last one right till the seashore. Containers are waiting. He gets a shock of his life. Ya Allah, there was so much written for him. When he goes to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, speaks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by then already he's feeding the entire locality, eating from his hands. So he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how was this possible? Was there so much written for him? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, that much was not written for him. But because he opened up his heart, and he connected, he began to feed the family, then the neighbors, extended neighbors, his entire street, the next street, and he continued feeding. O Musa, alayhi salatu salam, I am Razzaq. I am the one that gives sustenance. He adopted my quality of feeding my creation. Is it possible that someone's taking care of my creation, I don't take care of him? He's feeding my makhluk, I will feed him. So Allah Ta'ala has a divine system, my dear brothers. That is why they say, if you see someone in the masjid, if you find somebody in the masjid making extra dua, and you can see from his face, already you can understand that he's short of rent for the month. He's having a difficult time. We can put a hand around him. Go and ask him, brother, how's it going? What's happening? We haven't seen you in a long time. You've come all of a sudden. And listen to what he will tell you. There are many amongst us that are already zakat cases. So Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding of your barakat in our sustenance, and also that we should be remembered after death in a good manner, that we should treat family members well. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. We'll continue tomorrow, inshallah.